We'll return to item one.
A resolution by Supervisor Roma West requesting that the state of Wisconsin develops a task force to review current state domestic violence law, evaluate implementation of the law, and identify ways in which the law can be strengthened.
Thank you. Supervisor West.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for your patience to my committee members. What you have before you is a resolution that asks that the state just convene a group of knowledgeable individuals in regarding domestic violence laws and work on the implementation of the laws. And I want to preface that by saying that the state of Wisconsin currently has some of the best domestic violence laws on the books. So the issue is not the fact that we don't have the current laws in place. We do. The problem becomes implementation. And I also want to go on record as saying that I believe that the city of Milwaukee, the police department does very well with the prosecution of domestic violence. Our district attorney, I believe, leads the nation when it comes to domestic violence and prosecuting people with domestic violence, having the support staff needed for domestic violence victims. I really do. I can't applaud him enough for the work that his office is doing in that area. However, that's the city of Milwaukee, and it's not the rest of the state. And clearly, we do have some issues, as identified by the Brookfield shooting. In my eyes, was 110% preventable. I think there were numerous opportunities for the perpetrator in that incident to have been arrested. Just a lot of domestic violence at the forefront of our news today, and a lot of it, again, is preventable. It's great to have laws in place. You have to have those laws being enforced. So this really has nothing to do with lack of resources. We have some wonderful advocacy agencies, again, throughout the state. We have a lot of things in place. Again, the city of Milwaukee, I represent District 2, MPD District 2. We actually have a domestic violence advocate who's in the station. But she's not there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And on Christmas Eve in 2011, a young lady took her sister to District 2, and her sister had a cell phone full of text messages saying, "I'm going to kill you, I'm going to cut off your head," a whole voicemail full of messages saying, "I'm going to kill you, I'm going to get you, I'm going to whatever," and the officer who was at the desk that evening said, "We're sorry, there's nothing we can do right now. You can go get a restraining order on January 3rd. Until then, you know, I guess good luck." And the young lady took her sister home on January 3rd at 7:20 a.m. That young lady's sister was murdered in her backyard in front of her grandmother. She was attacked by her former husband or her current husband with a 2x4 and then was stabbed to death. And again, there's numerous hotlines that you can call. The police officer, had been trained or educated correctly in domestic violence, could have said, "This, you know, your sister shouldn't be anywhere where this person knows where to find them." Could have prosecuted and gone and picked up the husband based on everything that was in the cell phone, but just didn't either have the knowledge and or the energy that evening to do that. And so now we have a little boy who doesn't have a mother, and a family obviously who's dealing with a tremendous loss. In another case, in Greenfield, you know, I had an officer say that the house where this woman was murdered, that pretty much knew that one day they would be visiting that house for that reason. But again, no outreach is done, no sending a domestic violence advocate to the house to say, hey, the police have been here this many times. And in a lot of cases, a lot of the police departments don't have a written policy on domestic violence. So even if this task force was to sit down and develop a policy or to say, you know, we need on file a policy from each police department across the state that says this is exactly how we're going to deal with domestic violence, that would be a start. But there's other things too. Domestic violence victims, when they're interrogated, aren't allowed to have advocates in the room with them. The same thing goes for sexual assault victims. Why not? You've already been through a traumatic experience. Why not offer that that little bit of extra support? And so again, all of these things are available. It probably wouldn't cost any additional dollars to make sure that these laws are implemented. It's just, again, it's just enforcement. And so this really has to do with the law. It doesn't have to do, again, with the advocacy groups. It's no slam on them. They're doing a magnificent job. I just think that they have most of the answers to the questions of how do we make sure that these laws get enforced, and they should be heard, and they should, you know, be at the table as well as law enforcement. So, Mr. Chairman, I move approval of this resolution, and I believe that even if just a conversation comes out of it in Madison, I don't expect fully that they will do a task force. I know that I've talked with Representative Barker's office. I know that he has something coming forward in regards to violence prevention. And so maybe he can even just take this information and you know, spend a couple of those committee meetings talking about domestic violence specifically. So, again, I know that there's been a lot of talk about gun control and all of these other different things. And I wouldn't be happy if domestic violence got lost in that whole conversation. So, thank you.
Supervisor Broderick.
Mr. Chairman, I would ask that my name be added as a co-sponsor.
Okay. No objection to that. It's ordered. Supervisor Mitchell.
Thank you. And I apologize for the late notice. I was trying to reach out a little bit to Supervisor Roma West, but I received some calls pretty much yesterday. It's been a very busy week, and I know our Department of Intergovernmental Relations received a few inquiries on that, and I wanted to see if we can get some of those questions out there. I was wondering if Director Kuhn or Ms. Young could elaborate on that. We did receive some questions from the advocates on this resolution. They actually suggested some changes. I don't know if we wanted to entertain that. I apologize for the last notice, but I wanted to see if we could expand on that. Maybe it's something we could work out.
That's cool.
Yeah, I don't think the issue relates to anyone being opposed to the idea of working on the issue. I think we just want to know if there's a way for us to maybe reword this so that we have some flexibility in how we go about talking to folks about the issue. There are several focus points for the domestic violence community and the stakeholders who are working on these issues that they are unclear right now as to whether or not this specific language is going to be helpful for them in what they have to do. A lot of what the community works on is getting additional funding, and they actually are very collaborative with one another, whether it's the DAs or the actual association. And I think there's just questions, and we can work on them collectively and maybe just reword the language such that it's not specifically asking for a task force, but that it gives us the ability to support any sort of statewide initiative on domestic violence. I think would provide us a little more clarity for sort of the stakeholders in what they are actually currently doing on domestic violence.
So, Mr. Chairman, I don't know, if Supervisor Roma West wanted to speak on that. I mean, I'd like to see if we could get some of that language in there. I mean, again, I apologize for the late notice. I think that's a good point. I know Supervisor Roma West has been waiting patiently because we didn't have a meeting last cycle. So I'm trying to find a way to reconcile that without you know, have, I mean, one option obviously would be to refer back to staff. That would be a whole other cycle. I don't know how Supervisor Romo-West feels about that, or do we move forward and submit amended language? Do we perhaps temporary laid over and see if we can do language now? I don't know if that's even reasonable. So I'm throwing those things on the table as, I'm not making those motions, but as options, and I wanted to hear from Supervisor Romo-West on that, if she'd be willing.
Well, I'm a little confused because the way that I heard Ms. Kuhn just explain it sounded like the objection was coming from her. And so I'm not exactly sure if the objection is hers or the objection comes from the advocates. Just as a preface, I sit on the Human Trafficking Task Force, which has been taken over by the City of Milwaukee Commission on Sexual Assault and Domestic Violence, which I formerly sat as a member of. I am on the Latino Resource Center Advisory Board. I'm the co-founder of the Bride's Walk. Congresswoman Gwen Moore and I have done that. And I've been involved in Never Alone Milwaukee, which is a consortium with all of these providers. And most recently, I'm involved in Slut Walk, which I will be co-chairing this year. And so I believe that I have my finger firmly on the pulse of the advocacy community. I have not received any calls from any advocates. What we have before us really has to do with law enforcement and has really nothing to do with, again, with the advocates. And so my hope was that we would go put this through last cycle and that it would be at least on the table for the biennial budget. And so that this could be something that they would discuss. Obviously, we've missed that window. Mm-hmm. And so now, again, what we're talking about here is law enforcement. It has nothing to do with the Sojourner Truth House Peace Center or any of the other initiatives that the governor has put and has committed to in his budget. I don't think there should be cause for alarm that this is going to take money away from somebody else. In fact, what this hopefully would do is, if need be, add resources and not diminish them. And so I would be opposed to anything that would hold it up. If those advocacy groups that are opposed or are concerned want to discuss this with me, I'm more than happy to add amendments on board day. We still have almost a whole week in order to get that done. Ms. Collins and I put this resolution together. I think it's very thoughtful. We, again, use the input that we had from the advocacy groups as well as from law enforcement. I think law enforcement was very honest about the fact that, you know, they don't always do the best job, and maybe they don't have all the resources they need in order to do that. And so, again, this just gets the conversation going. I don't believe that this, you know, again, takes anything away from anybody. I don't believe it takes any funding. If anything, again, I believe that it would help and add to the argument regarding funding, because if you're able to prove that, you know, 16 people came into the police station, all of them needed domestic violence assistance, why not add domestic violence advocates at the station? Why not do other things? And again, these are some of the things that our district attorney is already doing. And Sojourner Truth House, by the way, is the one who provides the advocate at District 2. And so I would be opposed to that, but again, I'm not opposed to if the advocates want to contact me. I don't know when I became untouchable and you had to go through someone else to get to me, but I'm more than willing to amend language if I'm informed on what exactly. I didn't understand from what Ms. Kuhn explained what exact language would be changed or what would be added. I didn't get any of that from her. So at this point, to take a break and to try to change the language, I'm not sure that we have that language.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I think in the beginning of your statement, there was perhaps a clarification from staff.
There was a lot of we and us.
Well, I'll let Ms. Kuhn speak
instead
for herself
and them.
in terms of where the concerns came from or to what extent we could clarify the concern.
I'm not sure what the question is.
I believe there was a
the way your statement was heard was as though this was your concern, but I think you were expressing the concerns that have been expressed to you by others. So I just wanted to clarify that this was.
I think that the issue is that there are people in this community, advocates and others, not just advocates, who want to know, I guess, what the bigger picture is here. And if we're going to go up to the state legislature and tell them that they should create a task force, which is generally the way that the state operates, somewhat expensive and somewhat complicated, that they just kind of want, and everybody wants to know what's the end goal. And so my suggestion, based off of other people's concerns or just questions about clarification, was, is there a way to clarify the be it resolved so it's a little more flexible for us to understand that the issue really is that we want to focus on efforts that support statewide evaluation of the laws.
Supervisor West, and then I want to clarify this. I want to settle this before we.
Okay, thank you. I guess I'm more confused now because I don't. Be it resolved that Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors hereby requests the state of Wisconsin develops a task force to review current state domestic violence laws, evaluate the extent to which current laws are implemented, and identify ways in which the state can be strengthened. I think that within those three parameters, you've got a lot of flexibility to discuss just about everything that this encompasses.
Let me try to see if I understand the distinction. So I think what Ms. Coom is
Is task force. Suggesting, is task force
I think that that's it. The question is whether we the formality of the task force, or whether we want to more broadly endorse the efforts of domestic violence advocates that are going on in terms of resources and enforcement. I think task force may be the
egregious word.
Is that accurate in terms of the sort of where the?
I think that would provide some folks some comfort.
Does that help?
Okay, and if we don't direct them to do a task force, what do we direct them to do?
Do we have any proposed language?
I believe it is in what you just said regarding evaluating the extent of current laws and how that is fashioned is what is somewhat up in the air, and people are wondering now whether or not that distracts from other efforts that they're doing. So if it's an evaluation of the laws and you say that there are folks who should go up there and talk about a statewide effort, then there are ways to work with people to suggest what might that statewide effort look like if it doesn't currently already exist.
And who would do that? We would just direct it to the whole legislature?
I don't think it changes who you send it to, the governor, the attorney general, the Milwaukee County delegation. And that allows us to talk, I mean, I guess that's the purpose, right, to talk to them about what that effort might look like rather than suggesting right now that somebody create a statewide task force.
I would just currently just like to keep it how it is, and then we can have further discussion later if that. I don't appreciate things being brought to me at the last hour. I appreciate the chairman bringing this to me yesterday. I, again, don't appreciate people doing the end run around me and then me finding out about it from our staff during committee. Again, especially because this is not something that I'm far removed from. It's not something I just woke up one day, read a newspaper, and thought, oh, I should do something about this. And so I'd be happy to have a further conversation, but so I don't want that to happen here.
Mr. Chair, I'd just like to clarify, this is in no way an attempt to end run around you. We, just like any piece of legislation that moves through a process, we get various bits of information, and we did notify as soon as we got it. So this is not to try to delay this, or we're just trying to clarify and make sure that people are comfortable with where we're going.
Okay. We have a motion for approval. I think what I heard you say is you are open, but you'd like some, you'd like to be able to have some of those conversations yourself before you would make changes.
Right. Again, because I have talked to people in the Capitol. In fact, you know, I've been up there several times, and I haven't gotten any of the feedback that I'm getting from IDR. So I don't know if they solicited that input specifically regarding this, or I really don't know. I'm just overall very disappointed with the whole process in which this, again, because this has been, this was referred last cycle. So you had all of this time, and now all of a sudden yesterday you hear these egregious concerns that should, you know, delay this resolution when this is something that, I mean, honestly should just be elementary. We're talking about domestic violence. We're talking about enforcing laws that are already on the books. It's a little ridiculous to me, but thank you.
Okay. Did I get you, Supervisor Alexander? Supervisor Alexander and then Dmitrieva.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm very supportive of this resolution. I think that to change it, to hear amendments or proposed amendments on it is fair for any resolution, but to change it in the way that was generally described is not something I would be supportive of, whether that's today or on board day or in some other method. And my reasoning is the way that this resolution is worded right now, it basically says there's laws out there. Let's encourage the state to find the right people to make the right decisions to put teeth behind those laws so that the laws are effective.
Right.
And what I was hearing from Director Kuhn was more along the lines of thinking in terms of partnering with local agencies or local advocacy groups, more related to funding, and I think that's an entirely different topic. I also think that any legislative body or lawmaker, whether it's here or at the state level, has the potential to make both good law and policy and bad law and policy. And with that recognized, there's no way I could support such a broad statement going out from this board, you know, to say, we support any law that you would put out affecting domestic violence. You can have good gun laws and bad gun laws. You can have good laws about domestic violence and bad laws, and the list goes on. Such a statement would be as general as saying we support our troops, but with no specific intent, which would be too general and futile. So I support leaving the resolution in its current state until a formal amendment with good reasoning behind it is presented.
Thank you.
Okay. Supervisor Dmitrieva.
Yeah, thank you. No, I do apologize, at least for me being receiving the information yesterday. I know I talked to the chair of the committee, too. And I think, I don't know, I can't speak for people, but because it was never publicized on an agenda since it was referred, but it wasn't actually on the agenda because we didn't have a meeting, that might have prompted it. You know, I think what I would do is support it going on to the board, but I probably would want to work with the author, or at least I think that is definitely appropriate for the author to ask to hear the concerns from those who've made the concerns. But I probably won't support it in its exactly current form at the board. So the conversation from now to the board, hopefully, I hope that those advocates who have concerns will reach out to the author. That seems reasonable. And I do apologize for the nature of this. So just wanted to put on the record, I think it should go forward, but I'd like from now until board day to have some changes. And if there's not some changes or those who voice the concerns to me, then I probably won't be able to support it this way. So thank you.
Thank you. Other comments? Questions? Wow, we have an active executive office today. Ms. Colton.
Mr. Chair, the county executive is in full support of this resolution and any effort that looks to strengthen the effectiveness of domestic violence laws. This issue is obviously very important to the county exec, as he's supported many organizations in the county for the last 15 years that address domestic violence.
Broad support, any effort. Okay. Supervisor Taylor.
Is it possible to get those written statements in advance of the meeting so you know where they come from before they're applied?
I just finished these this morning.
You have to subscribe to our Twitter feed or something. All right, very good. Thank you for your input.
Thank
Thank you.
With that, we do have a motion for approval.
Alexander.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Dimitrievich.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.